With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Rob Parsons, the Gloucester High School girls hockey coach. And Rob, welcome to MSO.
Thanks. First time on here.
Yes, it is. And since it's the first time that we've chatted, I need to ask you a little bit about your background, maybe where you went to school, and how you got involved in Gloucester girls hockey.
Yeah, sure. I'm a Gloucester High School graduate. I was class of 1999. Played hockey my 4 years there. College, I went to Harvard University. I played club hockey, or at the time it was a JV hockey team, for my 4 years there. Never knew whether I'd be coaching hockey at some point, but had a couple kids, got into youth hockey coaching, and now I've had some of the girls on this high school team since they were 8 and 9 years old at various levels, from girls U10 to girls U16, 18, and the high school team at this point.
You know, there's a real special connection with women's hockey, obviously, in Gloucester because of Ben Smith. And do the kids coming up, do they understand about the women's hockey, you know, at the Olympic level and who we have right here in Gloucester?
Well, they absolutely do, because I make sure to mention it as much as I can. Ben has been a big influence on hockey in this town, just generally speaking, and especially women's hockey with the U.S. team. I mean, I was a teenager back when that happened. I think it was 98, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were at O'Malley Rink. I distinctly remember it. And I see Ben a lot because Ben coaches the O'Malley team, and we're friendly. I do talk with the girls about, you know, what a big name we have here. And it's really been a pleasure to experience some of the hockey situation in Gloucester with Ben as a player and a coach.
You know, the thing is, in Gloucester in particular, you know, I'm a former faculty member at the high school, and to have coaches like Ben Smith come back and volunteer, and coaches like Don Riley, another tremendous hockey player, volunteer to work with the kids, it's a great legacy for I think, anybody wanting to play hockey on either side, girls or boys.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, a guy like Don Riley, who I'm lucky enough to have him helping out coaching this year, and I was helping myself last season. There's probably fewer girls in Gloucester that he hasn't coached coming through the high school than those that he has,
yeah.
If I had to guess. Between field hockey, ice hockey, and lacrosse, I mean, the guy is out there giving his time for, you know, countless kids and female athletes especially. And it's really good to see. And then not just him, I have now Dan Juden is out here helping, who's back. Mm-hmm. Dan was obviously big-time hockey player, drafted the NHL, and he's got kids who are young. He's coaching Cape Ann teams, but he's also out there basically every day with us for girls' high school hockey in between a couple, three different gigs that he has going on with real work and hockey work. And another one, too, is Dave Jewell, who is also another Gloucester High School guy, and he's out there putting in the work with us. And, like, these kids are really lucky to have these people willing to commit all this time for them.
I remember Dave very well. I had him in three math classes over his high school career, and a great individual. And all those people you talked about, I'm sure there's someone like that in every city and town. But in particular, you know, the story I know best about Gloucester High School is these guys who have contributed on so many different levels. But then they come back and help out in the city. It's great stuff. Tell me about your team now. Get to me how long you've been coaching a head coach. Tell me about that, and a little bit about the preseason, and then get into the season for me. So I want the whole history up to your 3-0 point.
Sure. We can start with last year. I put myself out there to help out with the girls' team just as a volunteer if they needed a body for practices. That kind of grew under the coach at the time into – finding myself on the bench for games, which was kind of nice. Like I said, I've known a lot of these girls since they were kids, basically coming up through the Cape Ann youth hockey program. And with about four games left in the season, I went from volunteer to interim head coach with a couple strong games to finish it off. And in the off season, basically was hired as the full time head coach for this upcoming season. So we moved on from there. So I already knew all the girls. I had a good rapport with everybody. Don Riley and Dan Juden both helped out last year. Dave got added into the mix because he put himself out there. which was great. And this year, I mean, we've just managed to start about as hot as you could. We've turned two games so far from losses last year into wins. Last year we lost to Marblehead in a couple tight ones and beat them this year. Last year we'd never beat Newburyport over the lifespan of the most recent version of the girls varsity program, which would be about would have been six games over the 3 years previous to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got that win against Medford to go 3-0 to start. And the big talk for me to these young ladies is basically success at the high school level. You're looking to put yourself into a position to get into the MIAA tournament and to get some wins in that tournament and potentially shock a few people, right? If you get a couple good games and a hot goalie and all of a sudden, you know, a tournament team, maybe you were 12-8 on the year or something like that, you could just end up winning the whole thing. So I think a lot of these girls have had great success in field hockey, and I think they'd like to see that translate to this, and they've been putting in the work so far.
Well, that's a good point. Shooting for the MIAA tourney is a great goal, and, you know, if you get off to a good start, then it gets more and more possible. Also, the fact that you mentioned the field hockey players, boy, is there, you know, a legacy there in terms of how well those kids have played. So tell me some specifics about your team. Let's work from the goalie out and maybe who some of your leaders might be.
Sure. Caden Cusimano is the goalie. She's been the full-time goalie since she was in eighth grade, so this will be her third full season. She has no backup. She can't be sick. She shows up every day for practice and for games, and she puts in as much effort as she possibly can. She loves to talk when she's in the net, so our defensemen know exactly who might be coming up behind them, whether they should throw the puck behind the net D to D before we try to break it out. She's a great kid, and again, I've had her since she was about 8 years old on the Cape Ann U10 girls team.
Let me interrupt you about that, because how unusual and important is it for a young player in high school to be able to communicate like that? Because when I talk with coaches, obviously on defense, communication is so important, but this seems like a particularly confident person back there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she knows she has the skill, and she knows she can put in the work, and she does do that consistently. It's not easy, I don't think, as a young athlete, and maybe even more so, maybe as a young female athlete. I'm not sure if that's quite different than being a young male athlete, but being vocal on the ice as a hockey player is very beneficial to the success of your teams. I mean, if you're yelling your teammates' names that you're open or you need a pass or to, hey Jimmy, drop that to me, you get to avoid the pitfalls of just banging your stick and maybe dropping a puck to a kid on the other team who was just trying to trick you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So just little things like that. So we do talk a lot, me and the other coaches, about getting these girls to talk and be vocal. And Caden Cusimano in net is definitely one of the ones who does that very well.
Sounds great. All right, let's move out.
So we can go into captains. I have a super, super heavy team of seniors this year. We have 10 seniors that that contribute at various levels, and three of the big ones are Ella Costa, Brooke McNiff, and Abby Lothers.
Well, two of those three were champions on the field hockey team.
Sure were. And Ella and Brooke are two of my defensemen. We basically roll 4D, so those guys, again, they need to be ready. They need to be in shape. They get out there basically every other shift. And Abby is one of my starting forwards, you know, consistently, depending on who we feel like we should be starting in a game, first or second line forward, depending on what we might need on the wing. And if I need to slide Abby back into defense because somebody's a little tired or somebody's sick, then I can absolutely do that. She's the type of kid that will just do what is asked of her.
Wow.
But some great leadership there in the captain positions, and it doesn't really stop there. I have other kids who are also great leaders who also happen to be seniors. I have some others who are younger, but like Ari Scola was a field hockey captain, and she is another vocal senior leader on this team. Jenna Connolly. I'm not sure where she stood for softball, but she's a multi-sport athlete. She's a quiet kid, but she leads by example. And then I have one girl from Rockport who is a senior, Sydney Bushy. I have another girl from Rockport who's an eighth grader, Elizabeth Gentile. And rounding out my seniors who are seeing the most playing time is Lily Pregent, who is back from a broken wrist injury last year, and she is a tenacious forechecker and is full blast all game, every game.
Well, it sounds like you have not only a great rapport, but a great respect and love for these kids, and that is awesome. What is a couple more questions, Rob. What's the strength of your team?
I think our strength is it comes from our defense. I think everything starts from the defensive zone. Like I said, we roll 4D that are a very strong four, one of whom is, I haven't even mentioned yet, is Keegan Jules. She's a sophomore. She's been playing since eighth grade. She was the leading goal scorer, leading point getter last year as a freshman. I mean, she could be physically the strongest player in the Northeastern Conference this year as a sophomore. I mean, she leaves everything out there. She is, again, she's one of those kids who's full blast all the time. Good leadership qualities as a younger player, fits in nicely with that senior crew. And again, so it's Ella Costa, Brooke McNiff, Keegan Jewell, and Elizabeth Gentile kind of form that back four for defense, and it kind of everything comes from there. We get offense from defense. We get vocal defensemen who are trying to help out the forwards. That's kind of where everything begins, and it doesn't end there.
Is one of those kids a quarterback type who can take control in the defensive end and get it up to the line?
Yeah, I mean, actually, it could be any of the four, but certainly the three older ones tend to really take the lead on getting the puck out of our zone, mm-hmm. talking when they're in front of the net who to cover, and that's Ella, Brooke, and Keegan. And Elizabeth Gentile, she played last year as a seventh grader. She's an eighth grader this year. I mean, she's got so much time to develop that it's almost scary to think what she could look like in 3 or 4 years, honestly.
I talked with Ryan Sugar last week, and he's very excited about his kids, and they're off to a 3-0 start, and they have great respect for you guys and a couple, obviously the other teams in the league. What's your take on Masco, and what do you see against them? Both of you guys 3-0 to start the season. Should be a fabulous game.
Yeah, it really should be. We had a couple great battles with Masco last year. If I recall, we split. We lost when we were away. So going up to Haverhill for an 8:05 p.m. game on a 5:45 bus is maybe just a tough start to begin with. But they played the same three teams we've played. We're both 3-0, and we had similar scores across the three games. I would imagine that this matchup will be fantastic. They had a great squad last year. I don't think they lost many seniors. We didn't lose many, so our teams will probably look pretty similar to what they did last season. And I mean, what can you ask for more than a battle of a couple 3-0 teams just this early to start it in the Northeast Conference? It should be fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a great take. Now, this is on Wednesday as we speak. This is a game at Haverhill?
At Haverhill, 8:05.
All right. Coach, thank you very much for talking with me. I'm going to check in with you from time to time. And it's great listening about some of these kids whom we covered, of course, in field hockey. And I know several of them, and I know the parents of several of them, being a Gloucester guy. And it sounds like you're having a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, I mean, nothing better than being on the ice. It's funny, I sent a picture to the girls just one day. I was at the rink early. Nobody was on the ice before us. And what's better than a bucket full of pucks and an empty sheet? There's not many things that I could think of that would be better to step onto than that.
Spoken like a hockey player. I love it. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Rob Parsons, who is the Gloucester High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.